It started as a way to bring arts to the community in the summer. The whole thing is really about a little bit of something for everyone. So there's theater plays, there's kids programming, there's family programming, there's drag music bingo, there's a brunch the next day with some like chill tunes. So we just kind of wanted to envelop a weekend of like, come spend some time with us, gather as a community, and enjoy the arts in the summer. The Friday night is actually the staple in which the whole event was built from. It's bridged off of a partnership with the Toronto Fringe Festival, which has a long history. So we've partnered with them to choose like the best two shows that they produce. A team of five of us went down and saw over 50 performances wow. in 4.5 days. And then we met, we deliberated, we put all of our best picks on the table, and then we chose two to come up.
Awesome. So it's going to be a great opening night for Summer Arts Fest. What about Saturday? A big, big day there.
We have tons of family programming, theater shows, magicians, music, storytelling, active free play with art exploration, which is a staple here in town. Our young youth advisory committee is going to come in and do some theater activities. Like, it really is just hours you can spend in nature, in the outdoors, and in theater. And it's kind of built for everyone. The last day of the event is Sunday, and that is a true partnership with Mantle Verno. So they are going to be doing a Sunday brunch. We're bringing in Stan Chang, a local musician, just to sit back, relax, enjoy who they are while still engaging in music and the arts.
Awesome. So it sounds like an incredible weekend coming up in August from Theatre Orangeville and Mantle Verno. Where can people get their tickets and find out more information?
TheatreOrangeville.ca. They'll have everything. It's in the upcoming events section, and it has the full layout of schedule.